Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you back for coming back to my channel, or perhaps coming for the very first time. And make sure you comment as I'm going along. A few hours ago, there was a bestial attack in Manchester, United Kingdom, and two people were murdered there, and three more are in hospital, gravely wounded. Unfortunately, they might yet succumb to their injuries. So the police arrived and shot dead the suspected attacker, and they've named the person. People often mention someone's ethnicity or religion or nationality. Why does that? Is that simply to stoke hostility towards groups that this person happened to belong to? So obviously it's a monstrous attack. It ought to go without saying that nobody should be subjected to violence for his or her religion or lack of religion, ethnicity, nationality, and so forth. And that doesn't matter whether you're in Manchester or Gaza or anywhere else in the world. So far as I know, completely innocent people have been murdered, unarmed people, and that is revolting. It's revolting whether it happens in Manchester or it happens in Gaza. Now, the motive was presumably anti-Semitic, because you're not going to make money out of attacking people in a synagogue. Or they wouldn't be against an individual. I don't think you know what sort of people gather in synagogues. If you wanted to just get one individual because you had grudge against him, her, you could attack that person anywhere else where there's less likely to be security around, and so forth. Terrible. So there's mourning the loss there. I wish that similar bestial attacks on the civilian population in Gaza were reported with such prominence. Remember the late Robert Fisk said there was an exchange rate, that one Israeli life was worth 100 Palestinian lives or whatever, in terms of the airtime it got on certain media networks, certainly in the United States. So Zionist hoodlums will seize upon this crime in Manchester and exploit it as though it's somehow justificatory of their own vast crimes in Gaza. You think of all those mosques that have been attacked in Gaza, churches, not to mind hospitals, 37 hospitals. Wow. Saying, oh, they're human shields. Well, Gaza's one of the most densely populated places in the world, because Israel has made it so, because they've stolen most Palestinian land and driven them in there. So Hamas fighters are not going to be that far from civilians. This is an argument that Israel's enemies could put, that supposing somebody in that Manchester synagogue was an Israeli reservist. I don't know if there was such a person. They say, oh, well, the civilians, they were just human shields. Or, you know, Israel's quite a small country, it's at 22,000 square kilometers. So you're never that far from an army base, and that's just human shields. And any civilians around military people are human shields or something like that. So it's sick. It's obviously impermissible, monstrous, and nauseating. So Sir Keir Starmer's reacted strongly to this. I mean, I know it's an attack on British soil. He doesn't react so strongly to crimes in Gaza that he was allowing weapons to go with, to be used for those crimes. And indeed, David Lammy, evil, evil bastard. So it reminds me how, you know, most politicians in most countries are murderers. And I mean that in an absolutely literal sense. They are murderers with their decision. They deliberately murder innocent and defenseless people, the youngest people of all. Every single day, it's going on as we speak. So there are just not tears enough to weep for all these people. And obviously, I never meet most of the victims. If I thought about it all the time, there wouldn't be a moment's happiness. And it's infuriating what's going on in our name. It'll be, you know, when probably a couple of miles from where I'm sitting now. And I feel so helpless to save the innocents. And I suppose that's what most people vote for. I know people are a mixture of good and bad. Subscribing to an opinion, I don't think that's enough to make someone a murderer, is when he or she takes action about it. So the Conference of European Rabbis say that murderous ideologies need to be stamped out. Now, obviously violent crime needs to be defeated, but how about an ideology? Are people not entitled to form their opinions, to subscribe to their opinions and so on? Surely that's different. And you'll say it's murderous and they'll say it's not, and it's they'll claim it's vengeance for Gaza or whatever it may have been, but that's still not justificatory. The genocide in Gaza is vengeance for October the 7th, not self-defensive, gone far, 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 far beyond what would be self-defensive, deliberately attacking civilians every all the time. And just no substance to Netanyahu's denials when he's confronted with his wealth of evidence garnered from the United Nations and other sources about the genocide he's perpetrating there, saying, no, Gazans are starving, not because Israel's cut off food, because Hamas is stealing it. I don't know if there's much evidence of Hamas stealing food, but obviously Hamas need to eat as well. Thing is, how could they not be starving? I mean, Gaza's got no agriculture. Virtually all the food came from Israel, through Israel or through Egypt. And of course, I blame the Egyptian regime as well, which has got a cozy relationship with Israel, for not allowing even more food aid. I mean, there's only so much you can do with one border crossing. So it's heartbreaking. It's just horrific, the scenes that are going on there. Reminds me how lucky I am to live in peace and safety. And it makes me reiterate, you know, peace now. Free the hostages, the thousands of Palestinians who Israel, who are deliberately malnourished by the Israeli prison service, as well as the Israelis who are held hostage in Gaza. Now, I know that Israel alleged that some of the women who were kidnapped on 7th of October were raped. That might be true. I don't know if it's true or not. There's certainly cases where IDF soldiers have done that to Palestinian women, and at least one case, a Palestinian man. I'm not saying that most Israeli soldiers have done this. Absolutely not. Might be a small minority, but so far as I know, they've never been brought to justice. And didn't Sir Keir Starmer even fly home to deal with this situation? I mean, the attack was over. Okay, you know, there are hundreds of murders a year in the United Kingdom. If you did this every time there's a murder, you'd never be able to do anything. But I suppose because it's a terrorist thing, that's different, because not just an attack on that individual. It's not just hating this man or that woman. It's the whole community. This because of their religion, because of their nationality, their color or whatever, their social class, their political party. So that's why terrorism is a threat to a broader number of people, not just a handful of individuals. So anyway, I'm very philo-Semitic. I don't want anyone to suffer for this. I recognize the tremendous, unparalleled contribution Jewish people have made in all spheres like medicine, philosophy, literature, the arts like film, theater, and so forth, architecture, business, you name it, they've done it, really, jurisprudence. But the trouble is, I'm sort of lauding and elevating one ethnicity, you might think impliedly I'm disparaging others. I don't want it to come across as a disparagement of anyone. The odd irony is, well, irony is always odd, I suppose. Had it not been for HaShoah, there would be no state of Israel. Jewish immigration to Palestine would have been much, much lower. There wouldn't be this need to feel we have a safe haven. And that's it. So through inadvertence, Adolf Hitler created the state of Israel. I know Zionism was around from Theodor Herzl from, was it, 1896? But I just don't think it would have required critical mass in that sense. I mean, obviously, the National Socialists didn't directly create it, but as I was saying, is accidentally. Wow, maybe we're just too het up about which religion and nationality and race and color we belong to. And can't we just recognize people as humans and show some compassion for them? It's terrible. But, you know, those to whom evil is done is evil in return. Some people are so enraged by the cruelty, the barbarity, the endless bloodlust, the unspeakable crimes committed by the IDF in Gaza, they think all these court rulings, all these resolutions of condemnation from the United Nations, sanctions, it all has no effect. The onslaught continues, and so they're impelled to take action. So it's wrong to do so, but what else can be done when there's this criminal regime, this rogue state in Israel rampaging around? And I know what they use to quote and talk about other Middle Eastern regimes, which are worse, and that's why I took no time to denounce what Tehran is doing to poor Iranians. Thank you, and do what you can to work for peace.